It is Monday, and as always, to kick off the TV, the cinema and the Netflix picks for this week, Suzanne Cain has just joined me in studio to let me know what we cannot miss. Hello,
Suzanne. Noon, how are you?
Thank you for coming in.
I should have worn my sports gear if I had known it was PE Monday.
Yeah, it's PE Monday. It's gym day.
Gym day.
Tell us this. What's going on this week? Are there coming up to Christmas, do they let everything die down for a bit before they launch a huge thing next week?
Or? Yeah, even in terms of Netflix, I decided I'll go for Netflix last, but I decided we wouldn't go for a series relationship this week. We've a lot happening, so we're just going for a one-off documentary this week. But this is kind of the lull week. Yes. Next Monday, we'll have a lot to discuss.
And people are busy this week. They're doing their last-minute shopping.
Yeah, they have events on and they're going out their Christmas parties and organising kids and doing, you know, they have, you know, gymnastics recitals and nativity plays and everything going on. So I've kept it quite light this week, right? So let's kick off with TV, which is Food Unwrapped. I love this show. Do you ever watch a Channel 4 Tuesday 9 o'clock? I thought you'd really like this because the science of food. So Jimmy Cate, Dr. Helen and Matt are back with this week. They go and investigate all things festive. I'm really struggling with getting this word wrong, but they're looking at tofu turkey. They put the two words together, but for fear of getting it wrong, we'll just go with tofu turkey.
Is it tofurkey?
Yeah.
It sounds gross.
It does.
And it sounds
I'm just like afraid they could all go wrong with the F. So we'll just go with that. But they look into that alternative. And you know the little silver balls that are on cakes, like your Christmas
sprinkly
cakes?
Things, yeah.
Yeah. And that people used to go, oh, you're swallowing silver. All that. They look, is there any silver? And they kind of go and just look at the strangest things. But I really, really like that. Like last year they investigated Brussels sprouts. I was completely engrossed. And this year, same as well. You know, there's one key ingredient in mulled wine that it's absolutely incredible and you must have
cinnamon?
No, you'll have to watch on Tuesday to find out.
Okay, I thought it was a quiz. No.
And then sage and onion stuffing. So all the good things they kind of investigated. I know it sounds a bit like, why would you watch it? But actually, if you've never watched
it
before,
fascinating.
Yeah, you kind of sit there going, wow, silver balls, eh? I promise. I know, it's strange, isn't it? But very, very true. Right, we'll go with your movie then for this week as well, which is a really good movie. Did you ever watch Jumanji? Were you a fan
yes,
of that
I
in the
did.
90s? In your house, it might
Robin
have been.
Robin Williams. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
The board game.
The board game.
That comes
Amazing.
To life kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, well, the sequel is back and The Rock has taken up the lead role in this. And you know what? So it's not a board game, obviously, because they had to kind of bring it, you know, into the future.
Does nobody play board games anymore?
I don't know. I've bought board games for everyone for Christmas. Spoiler. But it's a video game. That's how they kind of find themselves immersed. And it's kind of four jocks in school and they kind of go down this road. And when you have a little listen to it, you kind of go, I don't think I'd like it. But you know what? The magic of Jumanji is definitely still there. So do you want to take a clip?
Oh, let's please do.
I think we got sucked into Jumanji and we become the avatars we chose.
So that means...
Bethany?
Oh. Wait, Bethany? Don't look at it!
No! I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Oh. I don't have my Claritin and all I see around here is pollen.
Well, I don't have the top 2 feet of my body!
Damn, that is a man right there. Don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, it's gonna be okay. Welcome
to the jungle! This is a video game, which means we all have special skills.
That was so intense. I like can't even with this place.
These things, Suzanne, can either be brilliant or a total mess. This one works.
It does. It totally works. Yeah, it definitely works. It's like, it kind of, I suppose if you're a big fan of Robin Williams, I found it difficult. I was a bit like, I don't know if I'll really like it.
But you missed him.
Yeah, because he's such an incredible actor. I have to say, as much as you should say about Dwayne Johnson, that he's the main role and main character in it, Jack Black is absolutely hilarious. I will say for parents as well, it's a 12 rating on it. There is a couple of things in it and a couple of kind of jokes that you go, they're a little bit dodge. It is very funny. There's a lot of adult humour in there as well, so it is a little bit concerning that I kind of go, maybe
it's not
kids,
a 12 you might be bringing your 8-year-old to, maybe.
Definitely not. I would say that kind of 12 teenager,
people do bring their younger kids to 12.
They do, of course they do.
Oh, 12 is safe enough.
Now I don't know, because I don't have an 8-year-old. They might go over their heads, but then you might have a couple of uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. I quite like The Rock. He was in that other,
so nice,
Daddy Daycare. No, it was something where he was
not Daddy's Home.
One where he was minding loads of kids, and he was actually very good in it.
I was going to say Kindergarten Cop, but that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's ages ago. But you know what? He's such a nice guy as well.
Yeah.
I interviewed him for a movie that I did like on St. Patrick's Day a couple of years ago, and I had a cold, and he was like, "Can I get you anything? Do you want it?" Like, he was just a genuine. I'm sitting there with flu, going,
that's
trying
so
to breathe.
Nice,
on him.
He wasn't one of those.
No, and he
why
wasn't
are you breathing your germs.
Yeah,
on me?
He wasn't movie star esque at all. And do you know what? He really comes to life. It is an action adventure, and we're used to him doing those, but there's something really magical about that Jumanji franchise, dare I say, and it lives through on this as well. But Jack Black back is absolutely, he's so, so good.
Back on form. What about Netflix? What do we got for this week in Netflix?
As I said, we're not getting into a serious relationship this week, Ciara. We have a lot on. So it's a once-off documentary, Lady Gaga, 5'2". Have a little listen.
What happened in the last 5 years? Real fans probably knew deep down that there was something going on.
Paranoia, fear, body pain, anxiety.
I go from everyone touching me all day and talking at me all day to total silence. And all these people will leave and then I'll be alone.
Oh God. Is that Lady Gaga talking there sounding like she's having a kind of a breakdown?
Yeah, so basically the film documents the events between when she's recording and the production of her album Joanne, which is written about her auntie, and then her halftime performance of the Super Bowl is kind of the crescendo that we're working up to. She broke her hip a couple of years ago and she kind of dropped off the radar, but she suffers from chronic pain day in, day out. So she has a team. Now, I'm not exaggerating
she's
when I tell you.
She's young for a broken hip. What is she, 30?
She's only just 30, like, and she's actually refers to herself almost like, they think I'm ancient because I'm 30. I'm like, oh my God, none of us stand a chance, like, if that's the case. But she broke her hip and she suffered with this chronic pain. So she has like an acupuncturist and a physiotherapist and, you know, a masseuse all on hand 24 hours a day. But there's this kind of underlining, if you're like me, you love Lady Gaga, but I was always interested about who Stephanie is, who the woman is who produced this character that was Lady Gaga.
And it is a character, because I remember seeing photographs of her before she was wearing
Stephanie,
niche and before she was looking mad.
Yeah, if you watch The Hills, she appeared in The Hills
she
as a normal teenager.
Totally.
Like.
And so I always believed that it was a caricature or a persona or whatever. And obviously she did well out of it.
Yeah.
But these things are fascinating, these documentaries, because you really do see she's super famous. I mean, she's super duper duper famous. That they live in some weird bubble, don't they? And it isn't all happy, because they are isolated and alone, and there's nobody really in the bubble with them that they're not paying. And it's
really sad.
It's challenging.
There's elements of it that you'll see, because she talks about her first album and she was like, you know, I sold whatever, a million, and she lost the boyfriend at the time. And then she talks about the second album. She's like, and then I lost the, and then her fiance, she's just split with Taylor on the cusp of getting a movie role. And she's just constantly in this roller coaster. And also there's questions, like, especially I'd say you as a doctor, you'd look at and go, you know, you see her getting injections, like, there's no kind of explanation as to what the injection is. Then you see her just taking a couple of, you know, medication for, what's the medication for? And then she's just in this constant bubble of trying to strip herself bare so people can see who she is, and then the acceptance of it and wanting the acceptance. But I promise you, even if you're not a fan of Lady Gaga,
no.
You will love this, because she's very stripped bare in it.
But I mean, in that clip, she sounds like she was in genuine distress.
Oh, she
there.
Is. Yeah.
Is it uncomfortable viewing? Is it sort of like you feel almost voyeuristic seeing her struggling?
And you know what? As a woman as well, she speaks an awful lot about women in the industry and the struggle of women within, you know, being a music artist and what is expected of them, and that she won't play that game. So she would turn it on its head. But there just seems to be this constant struggle all the time. Now, there's some brilliant parts, like you see her little feet dangling when she's going to go and do the Super Bowl. And she's just an incredible artist. So if you're even a fan of music, but if you want something this week for a bit of escapism before we go into our series Relationships at Christmas with Netflix, you got to do this. Lady Gaga, 5'2". It's just like, I promise. Don't look so worried, Ciara.
I am worried. I was worried listening to her there, and I was thinking, oh God, you know, because you do hear about these tragic, like the Elvis, like the Amy Winehouse.
Was it the 28 Club or the 26 Club?
Yeah, 27
the
Club.
27
yeah,
Club.
Yeah, yeah. Janis Joplin.
Somewhere around the number.
No, but so many. Jim Morrison. There was loads of them. Jimi Hendrix. But we... obviously, none of us know the pressures that those super famous people who are young and exposed.
And she was so young.
And kind of vulnerable, you
know. And then you see her walking out of her apartment and it's like, it's uncomfortable. Like, it's like, Gaga, 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 Gaga. And they're just shouting at her. Like, and then someone keeps calling her mama. They're like, mama, mama. And you're like,
oh, it's weird.
It's weird. Just insane.
Very, very lastly, Suzanne, Golden Globes nominations dropped. Saoirse, any luck? No.
I genuinely thought we were going to come in here and go, like, this is it, she's in. But no, she got overlooked. I can't believe it.
Do you think Galway Girl worked against her?
I mean, it's hard to say. Maybe people who are watching the Late Late Show had nothing better to do about tweet about her the other night. It went against
her. The Aer Lingus ad.
Come on.
All right. Look, thank you so much for that today. And every week, of course, that is Suzanne Cain, our entertainment correspondent. And she is very entertaining.